Okay, I'm here with Andreas from Nosebleed Studios.
Nosebleed Interactive.
Nosebleed Interactive. Oh, I think I got it wrong earlier as well. This is the second take as well, because we messed up the first time. Well, we messed up, not you. You always think that devs have tech problems when they go to show their games, but you know,
inevitably, when you're showing someone, it will break. Yep. Doesn't matter when, who, where. If it's something important, it will definitely break, guaranteed.
Well, it's working now. It's Yay! Us that's broke down. So we'll try again. Do you want to tell us about Vostocking?
Yeah, so short elevator pitch is the Wolf of Wall Street in space with lasers. The slightly longer version, the meats version, is it's a twin stick shooter with idle elements. So think of something like Geometry Wars, yep. which I absolutely loved, or Super Stardust, which I also loved. Meet something like Cookie Adventure Clicker Capitalist. Or Adventure Capitalist, yeah, which I played a lot of. I'm not sure if I even like those games, but I can't
play
stop.
Them, but
yeah, exactly, yeah. You know what? The thing is, I'll sit and watch them.
It's addictive.
Well.
It's addictive. Yeah. You're just getting higher and higher. Watch the numbers go up.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's kind of what we've taken. So the sort of inspiration of it is basically that I loved these games, you know, Super Stardust and stuff like that, but I only ever play them for like 5 minutes at a time, and then I put something else on. Partly because, you know, there's only so much you can. There's only so far you can get up the
high score
table.
There's nothing new happening.
Yeah, well, the thing is with the Housemarque games like Super Stardust and Resogun, I know a bunch of the devs, so they're on my PSN friends list.
Oh, you're never
and trying to beat them is just like, I can't. I look at their scores, I'm like, what? So yeah, with Vostok, what we've tried to do is have that same sort of 5 minute intense vibe, but give you something to keep coming back to it. Mm-hmm. And what better than an idle clicker?
Of course.
What we try and do is give you kind of short-term, mid-term, and long-term objectives to complete, like whether that's unlocking new buildings, yep. buying new weapons, like unlocking mini-games. And so, I mean, originally we thought there was going to be about 30 hours of active gameplay mm-hmm. with new content every 10, 15 minutes. But looking at some of the metrics and stats, our average play time is sitting at something, like our average player time is sitting at 60 hours. So people are playing it significantly longer. Which brings
those numbers go up.
Well, yeah,
They're playing, there's a game in there. So some of these other games don't have games and they just press deep tapping. But
yeah, well, that's it. I mean, we kind of use, the core experience is a twin stick shoot, but we use the idle thing to keep you coming back and to give you a reason to keep playing. So the guy that's playing right now, he's in the second solar system and he's about to land on a planet. So as you can see, you land on basically you fly around in space, shoot stuff. Yep. Everything you shoot drops moolah, which is the you know,
that's your twin stick shooter.
Yeah, you land on a planet and you start building buildings, and you know, like idle clickers, basically they generate more and more cash. There's a bit more tactics and depth to some of the building things, like the unlock criteria for them isn't just about money. It's about like build X number of buildings on one thing, or shoot this number of enemies, or this, that, and the other. So you've always got these just out of reach goals
targets,
that you kind of
to aim for.
And we've got like a bunch of sort of objectives in the game as well. Like I think it's about 600 sort of trophy or achievement style things. Some of those are actually linked to achievements and trophies.
Yep.
but yeah, one of the other things that we've got in the game that is kind of cool is the mini games. So we've got this idea of managers that you recruit.
Okay.
Basically, you fly about, find them, and they join your management team. If you remember Tamagotchis, it's kind of like Tamagotchis.
I've seen a Tamagotchi one.
Yeah, so you keep them happy by giving them, instead of like chicken drumsticks, it's like champagne and caviar and sports cars.
Okay,
and if they're happy, they give you a production boost. But all of them have little mini games attached to them. So I don't know if... Kevin, stick one of the mini games on. Go with a first-person shooter. Oh, he's going to get
told
killed.
Me Kevin, there was a first
he's going to get
shooter.
Killed. Yeah, yeah. Kevin, first-person shooter.
So this is inside your spaceship now,
Yeah, this is inside the spaceship.
You can land on the planet.
There's me, actually, by a hot tub of
in a hot
cash.
Tub.
Yeah, there's me. Except I'm unhappy, so
and
that's why you
underwear.
Can see my boxer shorts. Other guy, that's the one.
So each of these characters has got their own little mini-game.
Yeah, and some of them you'll have seen in, like, kind of retro games, you know, something that's similar but legally distinct to R-Type, or Snake on the old Nokias, racing games, like... Flappy Bird and stuff like that.
Okay.
So there's Night Drive here.
Night Drive, yeah. But it's like old Spy Hunter, I think.
Yeah. And these things get faster and faster, so it's kind of guaranteed death eventually. So it starts off nice and slow, but Kevin, first person.
He wants to show the first person shooter.
It's cool, man. It's cool.
Got it in a.
It's the guy next to the racing game. I'm shouting. We'll carry on talking, and people.
We can look at this. So he's found a shooter within a shooter.
This one's mine. He's
Wood Guy Junior. Wood cutting. He'll find it. I'm sure he'll find it in the background as we go. There's all these different characters, actually. Do you want to talk about... There's one who comes up as you're flying around. Do you want to explain to him?
Yeah, Jimmy. Yep. Jimmy Goldman. So he's our tutorial guy. And he talks a lot of nonsense and tells you some
like Doom
terrible
now.
Dat jokes. Yeah, there we go. One of the little mini games. One of 12. So he is your sort of tutorial giver. Well, we got this guy in our trailer, basically just a friend of a friend up in Newcastle. And I was like, he's the only guy that I knew that with an American accent. I was like, have you ever done any acting? Would you like to be in a trailer? So we're doing it on the cheap, obviously. And he was like, yeah, I'll give it a go. Anyway, we bought him a wig, bought him some braces, a little bow tie, dressed him up as a yuppie. And he is spot on. He looks like the character that we designed a year earlier. And he's just, his delivery is amazing. So if you watch the trailer, you'll be like.
You should be able to see the trailer over there.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, that one. Hey, Jimmy. Watch out for the little cameo at the end of the trailer. With my shiny teeth.
You made it into the trailer as well.
I did. Yeah, I shot the trailer, but I was like, well, I need to be in there. Yeah. You know, as a narcissist, I definitely need to be. And the characters in the game, they're all kind of based on either friends or family. Or my daughter's in there as like a weird cat creature thing, because she loves cats.
How big's your team?
So there's three of us
that
made this, basically. I'm kind of designer / CEO / coffee boy / do whatever, bit of everything.
You have to do it. When you're a small team like that, I guess you
have to do everything. Well, I mean, the thing is, we've done kind of a lot of platforms. So the game is currently out on PlayStation Vita, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Steam. And we're here with Wired Productions showing the Switch version, which we've just announced, basically. That's coming soon. We've not got a release date that we're talking about yet.
Well, one of them, it'll be out by the time people see it.
Your Vita's out 22nd. And then we've got New Game Plus being added right now. Well, in fact, that's in submission patch-wise. A bunch of kind of other tweaks and stuff as well. And then the Switch version coming, which we're really looking forward to. Because the game, it's kind of was always designed with this sort of sit down on the sofa. If someone else is wanting to watch Netflix, you know, pull it out of the dock, play it, and if Netflix is good, just put it down and it plays itself. So yeah, that's kind of the main objective with it.
Okay, where can people find out more about the game?
So either www.nosebleedinteractive.com or at Nosebleed Games or at Vostok Inc. or www.vostokincorporated.com.
There's
a watch company in Russia called Vostok Inc.
Oh.
Quite nice watches, mind.
Are they digital watches? You can get your little mini games on there.
Yeah, that'd be great, actually. If they did Android Wear.
That's it, yeah.
That'd be great. Well, actually, we do have an Android version of that particular mini game.
Go download that.
Yeah, Wood Guy Jr. Wood Guy JR on the Google App Store. Free. Obviously spams you with adverts for the game. It's not too spammy.
Anything free is spammy.
Yeah, it's not too bad. We didn't build it to try and make money.
Did you see the trailer again? What's not to love?
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Andreas.
Cheers.